Charles, West Palm Beach, Florida. What say you, Charles?
How you doing, Bill?
Good.
I basically want to say that I kind of agree with you as far as the parenting, but as far as the situation with the gap between the rich and poor, you're way off. It's just like the last caller just said. It's like the deficit. You have all these problems, and it's like it seems like you're trying to shield for what the problem is, because when Clinton was in office, everybody was making money. Everybody got a piece of the pie, and now over 7.5 years of Bush, I just see it. Everybody is suffering. Everybody is losing their jobs, and it's just crazy right now.
All right. The unemployment rate now is lower than it was under President Clinton. You aware of that, Charles?
That's what you say.
That's what I say. That's what the U.S. Census says. Okay? So if you're not going to believe them, don't believe them. Median and per capita income is higher now than it was under the Bush administration. So you think it's worse. That's fine. You can think what you want. The stats don't say that. We had 7 years of prosperity under Bush. Yes, there is a widening gap between the very wealthy and the working American. There's no doubt about it. But if you think that a big federal government instituting entitlements is going to turn that around, you're crazy. What it's going to do is severely hamper the economy so that the unemployment rate will be higher and that people will suffer a lot more than they're suffering now. It was interesting, Charles. Was it Pew that did the study on poverty, that poverty study? Was it Pew who did it? There was a recent study, and they'll find it for me, on poverty that listed all the things that poor people have in America. They studied it because if you're below a certain income level, like I think it's $26,000 or something like that, you're considered poor. People have cars, air conditioners, color televisions. They have the luxury items, okay? So, yeah, I don't like the big gap. I think these greed heads making $50 million a year and then, you know, the oil company chieftains and then turning around saying, oh, no, we're not gouging anybody. I think that's deplorable. But the only way that you are going to improve your status in America economically, and I'm talking to you, Charles, and everybody else listening, is to get smart, to learn a skill, to do it well, to get educated, to present yourself well. That's how you prosper. And you will prosper because I have. I am the poster boy for this. We'll be back.